This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
With President-elect Trump filling out his administration, KYW special contributor Larry Kane has this commentary on an appointee which could affect your media intake.
Donald Trump has appointed Brendan Carr, longtime Republican member of the Federal Communications Commission, as its chairman. Carr, one of the authors of Project 25, the MAGA plan to change America, wants to target high-tech companies. He has served both GOP and Democratic presidents, but he's aimed his criticism at the left. The government does not license networks. The networks own local stations, and the FCC could go after those station licenses. Despite all of that, the future chairman could have a higher calling if he wants. Many Americans hope that Carr will take a cue from Australia, which is now proposing a ban on children under 16 from using social networks, which have caused bullying and suicides. Australia calls it a nationwide mental health crisis. Here in the U.S., another effort is still in the federal courts, filed last year by the DA and commissioners of Bucks County against the owners of major social media platforms like TikTok and Instagram. Their goal? To force limits on the use of social sites by tweens and younger. The suit says the social media companies can and should take measures to stem the tide of the mental health crisis afflicting America's social media-addicted youth. This is a difficult issue. First Amendment supporters are wary of censorship on social media. On the issue of protecting children, ask any school administrator about the many parents who find their kids depressed and compromised by vicious messaging. There are many views on this subject that are definitely worth your attention. Larry Kane, KYW's Radio, 103.9 FM.